This is KWAI, Honolulu, 1080 on the AM dial.
Candyman from the early 70s. And man, that brings back memories of school days back then. That song was played a lot back then too. It's 808. We'll do that song some other time. There's another one too from the disco days. Right now, let's go. You're on with the Carol Cox Show here at K108. Here's Carol Cox.
Hey, good morning, Francis.
Sure. Good morning, Francis.
Good morning.
Thank you so much there, and good morning, everybody out there. Hope you can join in with me today and calling in at 524-1080. I want to hear from you on a number of subjects, and we're going to be talking salt and Lau Lau and government and you name it. But anyway, we have a new president. We're on a new path, I guess, and we all sit and wait, and I thought I'd put a little Candyman out there, and a lot of us are actually, I'm excited as anybody else is with, you know, with Obama being the president, and a lot of dreams have come true, and we got a long way to go, and that means for everybody, being African-American in the community. We have many people to thank for everything, and we all need to work together, and that is why I'm motivated to, for every day, get up in the morning and do what I can do for everybody. And so let's not be foggy-eyed about it and be duped. Let's hold our local officials accountable. Obama sent a message, and I noticed a lot of our local officials were just excited about Obama and Obama's dream and Obama's wordings and what have you. But what I want to see from our local legislators is that they incorporate what it is that Obama is talking. For example, transparency, responsible, fiscally responsible, openness in government, Freedom of Information Act request. So when we see our local officials running to the inauguration ball and saying that Obama, he's a great guy and he brings a lot to us, hopefully we see them incorporate and start to produce the good things, and not just wave the kazoo or whatever at the party and then come back here and resort to their old ways again. And I'm going to be talking about that. Ironically, while they were all off partying, our local government here was hiding the fact that there is salt, non-food grade salt, being used in Lao Laos, in Kalua pig, Lomi Lomi salmon, and other products, some of the restaurants, as of November 28th of last year. They actually, during an inspection, found and discovered that a couple of facilities, at least one at that time, were using salt that was harvested out of the San Francisco Bay. And San Francisco has issues with its waters and what have you, and heavy metals. And this salt was being brought here and taken and used in Lao Laos and Kalua pig and other products. Keoki's Lao Laos and others. There was a news story of Ono. So the problem is, I had mixed emotions when I see my legislators talking. Because while all of that fanfare was going on and everybody's hurrying and scurrying to get to D.C., they were here covering up the fact and leaving you and I, or you and me, to sit here and go to the dinner table and eat a product that they knowingly, they knew was contaminated, the state. So it's really a mixed message, and I want to hear from you out there. I'd like to know, am I just an extremist and to demand or expect that the government, the local government here, should become more aggressive in the enforcement and the regulatory efforts in the fish and the food items? Because that is important to all of us. And so when you take a Lao Lao and you contaminate it, you basically, that's about as low as you can go. But if you notice, we always hear about the Chinese, what the Chinese are doing, the melamine and what have you. But right under our own noses at our dinner tables, our local government, and I won't subscribe to or suggest that they be treated and punished like they are treated in China. But in China, they're extreme. In fact, they've killed a couple of people as a punishment for mishandling the food and distributing contaminated product. Here, it's just the opposite. We have the gatekeeper, Mr. Larry Lau, who is, for some reason, and most of you probably can come up with an explanation, but I'm dumbfounded as to what is going on. Larry Lau has been with he is a deputy director of the Environmental Services Department within the Health Department. And I'm always curious, why is it that no matter what it is with the health department, what issue, if it's diseases, bacteria, if it's people getting off the ships that are sick with tuberculosis, or what have you, it's Larry Lau who is the spokesperson. Where is Chiomi Fukino in this picture? She is the director. This is who Linda Lingle appointed. But why is it that Larry Lau, who's either informed and simply want to misinform the public, is the talking head for this agency? So do we really need a director such as Chiomi Fukino if we're forever going back to talk to Larry Lau? Now, Larry Lau has been with the, he was the attorney general, state attorney general deputy for the health department for many years. And you may have heard me way back talk about his ability to orchestrate consent decrees. Consent decrees that deal with wastewater, sewage, and what have you. But we have to ask ourselves, what is going on with this guy? Why are we tolerating this behavior? This there's a consent decree, for example, at Wilson, Lake Wilson or Wahiwa Reservoir. And if you, some of you may have noticed in the paper, there was a spillage of at least 1.2 million gallons of water, sewage water, or treated, untreated sewage water, or partially treated. However, you never can tell what it is there when they speak, you don't really know. But I do know that there is issues with that water and have covered and reported and talked about it, and at least for 10 years. And there's a consent decree that should have addressed that, that Larry Lau authored. And just in the last couple of days, we had a 1.2 million gallon sewage spill. So, sounding like we're off track, but the reality is that I'm, as I say, dumbfounded. How is it that he is at the scene on everything? He has a comment on everything, and yet the comment is insufficient. And I'll give you an example. On this salt, DOH, we got this subject out, we were informed, and then KITV did a story on it, exposing it, the original story. And in doing so, the state responded. Now, keep in mind, they've had this for sure for November 28, 2008. They knew of this product being used. They knew that. But they didn't bother to tell the public anything. January 22nd, though, of this year, they sent out a press release in response trying to cover their tracks. And basically, I'm not going to read the entire thing, but it states, DOH investigates improper use of non-food-grade crude-type soil, or salt. During a routine inspection of a local food manufacturer, the Hawaii State Department of Health Food and Drug Branch discovered the improper use of non-food-grade crude-type rock salt as a direct food additive and ingredient. After further investigation, the DOH found widespread use of the unlabeled non-food-grade salt among local restaurants and food manufacturing businesses statewide. Now, this was statewide. They knew of it. They knew it in November 28th, at least then. But I got to add a little bit. I don't want to confuse you if you're listening and you're interested. 10 years ago, there's a state inspector, former state inspector with this division, advises that he had actually conducted an investigation of this practice 10 years ago, where the salt was being brought in and repackaged and relabeled. So for 10 years, folks, the state of Hawaii, the Department of Health, has known about this use of salt. And sure enough, when the news stories break, here is Larry Lau representing as if it's something new to them. They're not familiar with it. They're shocked, but they're on top of it and conducting an investigation. To go on with this press release, at this time, the DOH has no evidence of any health effects from the use and consumption of non-food-grade salt due to possible contaminants. rights. Quote said Larry Lau, DOH Deputy Director for Environmental Health. Another quote here, the department is not aware of any illnesses related to the misuse of the product. However, we have notified distributors, food manufacturers, and food establishments and affected businesses, and DOH inspectors are checking facilities to visually confirm compliance with state requirements. Only food-grade salt should be used locally in food. Now, what a message. They're saying they don't know of any effects from the use of this product, when in fact this product is not for human consumption because it has heavy metals. And a concern for elevated levels of heavy metals, or heavy metals, period. It has different effects on different people. Fetuses, developing fetuses, it has a can be a problem. People with low immune deficiency can be a problem. And then you just have a right as a citizen in a free nation to hand someone your hard-earned cash for a product that is not contaminated. State law allows you that protection, affords you that protection. But here they're saying, we don't know of any problems with this product as far as health. But yet, now this is coming out of the San Francisco Bay, yet the Department of Health advises that you shouldn't eat fish out of Pearl Harbor. So what if they had a salt mine there in Pearl Harbor extracting salt from the water with the heavy metals? So it is as if they are trying to redefine or skirt the issue by saying that you they don't have any reasons to believe it's a problem. But then they're not really doing any investigations either, because if they're not telling you, the consumer, that there is this product on market which you are buying and consuming, you take ill from consuming this, you would never know. So they're not able to monitor you, because you wouldn't know who to go to, because you wouldn't know why you got sick. So you can see there's a fly in the ointment here, and that is they are putting big business, they being the health department, is putting business before the health and safety of the public and the people of the state. Now, the DOH is still determining, this press release goes on, the DOH is still determining which locally made food products may have been affected. At this time, the public is advised, and please listen to this, at this time, the public is advised to discontinue use of products if they are concerned about health risk. Now, if they knew 2 months ago and didn't tell you, how would you be concerned with the product? And if they're not willing to give you a list, this memo or this press release should have been accompanied by a list of products that they knew, and if they, as they determine more, to inform you later. They didn't do that. So how are you to determine or decide whether you will discontinue the use of this product if you don't know the product? In this letter or this news release, there is not one specific company, there is not one specific brand or anything that talks about this or talks about specifically the product and the number of stores or the stores that are selling this or serving this product or the restaurants. So you can see, now some of you might care and others might feel, well, this is just another way of being foul-mouthed about the government. But it harkens back to the point that we are all celebrating Obama's message, Obama's arrival, Obama's success in becoming president. And he has a strong message. He's a great man. But on the other hand, it's a slap, backhand slap in the face of the public here, while the state is unwilling to release that information and leave you to your own faculties to decide whether you want to eat a product or not eat a product but you don't know the name of the product, nor do you know where it's sold or what have you, so that you could avoid that if you decided to discontinue the use of this product. Very, very strange. So I bothered to, knowing that we would have this show, I contacted, there's Keoki's Lau Lau, that was the state information states and the news report state that was involved in this product, distributing this product and producing it. They told me they had no contact, no comment. Now, that was step one, wanting to figure out, I want to discontinue this product, so did they recall it? Well, I went to Foodland, Time Market, Times, Star Market, Safeway, and Costco, and talked to the meat people or the managers. And each of them told me that in the past 4 months, and I gave some leeway, they have not been notified by the state or anyone to recall or remove or this product or any of this product from the shelves. Now, you would assume that on November 28th, if the company was discovered making this product, and there's 200 of them, or so as the state say, you would think there would be a recall. I've checked at the landfill. There's been no major dumping of this product, though they say, and I haven't seen any evidence, that they removed a couple of hundred pounds. But again, I went to the source, and each source at the store told me they had not heard of any recall, they were not informed of any recall, and they've never removed anything from the shelf. So you can see the health department is on top of this one. I say what it is, it's a conspiracy, because if they knew in November 28th of last year, then it should have been an aggressive effort. But I went further and asked the state so that I could share with you people what it is that I'm concerned with and get a list. Well, I sent that list in, a request for that list, and haven't received anything. And basically what I told them, per your verbal instruction a few minutes ago, I hereby request a copy of the names and locations of restaurants and food manufacturing businesses statewide that the DOH identified in its investigation into the improper, quote, widespread use of unlabeled non-food grade salt among local restaurants and food manufacturing businesses statewide, end quote, as referenced in your news release dated January 22nd. So, to date, I've not received anything. So how are they to expect us to decide on our own when they won't assist us in removing this product and stop eating it and removing it from our refrigerators or wherever we keep it? But I'm going to try and stay on top of this, and I don't know. I'm going to be posting a bit of information up on the website at carolcox.com, and if you want to send me an email or are interested further as time goes on, we'll try and find out the list or continue to go to the stores, and we're now checking. Have a couple people going into the various stores looking at this product and seeing. And now, keep in mind, only the distributor knows what salt he's using. And I'm informed that they're going to pay an extra $3 a ton or whatever. It wasn't clear what it was to get the better salt or get the clean salt. Nobody has spoken of being prosecuted or anything. So I don't know what to tell you out there. If it's all about good government and celebration, I think we're missing the party. We weren't invited because, and I'm hoping this session that with all of this food issues and food safety issues, that our legislators would author a bill and pass it to make it criminal about the food. If you were to sell contaminated food, and if state health officials do not act in a timely fashion, prosecute them. And I mean to the fullest extent. You can lie to the public. You can knowingly have knowledge that contaminated products are being sold and nothing happened to you and you get promoted. You park your car in a parking stall and your meter run out and you're more likely to get fined, and if you get a ticket and if you don't pay it, it goes into a bail and then it goes into a warrant, and you can be arrested for that simple act, parking a car. But on the other hand, you can lie to the public, withhold information, and tell them if the public is advised to discontinue use of the product if they are concerned about their health risk. And you don't get prosecuted for that. So we need some laws with teeth now where people get prosecuted. Got Eddie on the line. Good morning, Eddie.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Cox.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Good, good. That Larry Lau, every time I see him on the news, he's either the guy that's the biggest idiot or he's the biggest liar. Because every time there's something where we've been warned, he always says, no, it's not so. You know, he was just talking about prosecuting. If this guy, he's in charge of protecting our health. If this guy was supposed to protect us from the criminals would own this island. That's how incompetent that guy is.
Yeah, and he must be trying to cover up something, because I've, in my dealing with him for the many years, he's never once come straight out and notified the public about anything in a timely fashion. It's always been in response to a news release or a news report that someone got to the news, leaked it out or something.
Yeah, he never does anything on his own. He always comes out and says, it's not so. I remember there was a salmonella scare. He said, oh, it's not so. And then it turns out 37 people were sick. Now we have nationwide, we hear about peanut butter, except Larry Lau, you don't hear anything from him. You would think peanut butter never reached our shores.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I wanted to just throw that in.
Well,
Larry Lau, I think it stands, LL stands for liar, liar.
Yeah, wow, okay. Well, I've observed him firsthand, and I've had him to tell me personally, we won't prosecute the government agencies because they don't have any money. But yet, you, the citizen, can get sickened by a product. So, well, thanks, Eddie, for giving us a call.
Thank you. Thank
Aloha.
You.
Aloha. Well, anyway, it is absolutely, and this isn't pick on Larry Lau Day. This is about we need to get control. And naming names, if that's what it takes, folks. I know that some of you out there probably about right now, you've just balled up in a knot to hear that. I would sit here and attack probably some of you would describe it. But I have a history of dealing with the Department of Health, and it is shameful. When you talk about a third world country and you talk about the corruption and you talk about the bad government, the only thing missing here is that we don't really know who's getting sick from the various products or the ineptness that the state health department is displaying. I'll give you another example. You heard him talk about, Eddie mentioned the salmonella. Well, I uncovered a case where the cruise liner had people aboard the vessel that were sickened, and they had tuberculosis, and it had spread to at least 20-some people and possibly 50, and it landed right here in Honolulu, and the people, some of them disembarked and went to Kauai and what have you and walked amongst us and partied. And upon asking the state health department, originally, everything was fine. That was not a problem. And then I got more information, and the news stories kept coming out, and still no official statement from the health department. And then finally, they then acknowledged that there were at least 50 people of concern, and at least 20 or 30 had been confirmed that they were in fact tuberculosis positive. So if you think I'm mad, or if you think I'm angry, or picking on Larry Lau, then I can say then what you should do is that you should be equally concerned, really, because your children and your health is at risk with this type of behavior. Got Al on the line, and good morning, Al. Aloha, how are you?
This is Bob.
Bob.
Yes, got the name wrong. That's okay.
All right, Bob, my man, how are you?
I'm doing without like you.
I'm good.
The health department, we hate to say this, but we had a crucifier of guys. Because they had, you talk about Simon, we had it up in my valley here, our water was polluted, they covered it up. The pattern is this. It's a Democrat or a Republican, it doesn't, the health department is still probably the worst corrupt department we have, because it deals with our livelihood, you know, me and you, if we wake up tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Our health, right? And they just don't care. I don't know how we get these people, because I've dealt with the minions, you know, the guys in the trenches. I've had two or three of them out to my police just in there, talk to the top guys and stuff. And they're all the biggest liars. I look them straight in the eye, too. You can tell if they're kind of lying to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can see it in his face.
Right.
And this guy's loud, liar, liar. There ain't no doubt about it. The guy Eddie, I think his name was, right on Eddie. You got him, he's definitely a liar.
Well, you know, Bob, what... Mm-hmm.
You vote for a Democrat or a Republican, the health department is the health department is defunct.
Well, that's why I raised the issue in the fashion that I did, is to say, well, it's Democrat or Republican in this issue. They are all wrong, and they've all let Larry Lau be the gatekeeper. So it reminds me of the... Sometimes I travel, when I travel out in Haleiwa or travel to other places, you'll see cars and you got the watch guy watching out for the cockfights, right? So alert everybody if the police are coming, if there's a raid. This is what Larry Lau does.
And you can pick him out in the crowd, right? He's not like, different suit than everybody. It's just Larry Lau, what he does,
Yeah, and he finds his way. And we have a couple of those people within state government here that seem to migrate and find their ways in places, very sensitive places,
Yeah, I know a couple of them. That I can run a list down, but I dealt with them guys. And yes, men for the state, no matter who the ruler is.
Yeah.
And if a Republican, yeah?
Yeah, and if you're diabetic and your salt is a big problem, and how dare anyone to stand up and represent, we're on top of this, but we don't see any real problems, while the whole world knows that if you eat heavy metals, it can present a problem.
Because the diabetes is one of our major health problems in the island, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I don't use salt. I don't have any salt in my house. The people put salt in the food that, I go to their places, but I don't personally put salt on my food. My father taught me that a long time ago. Too much salt in the wood. Salt's not bad. I'm not saying that. I just say too much, and that's what happened today. Most people use too much, and think of this. It's too much of a pure thing that was supposed to be pure, but it's really contaminated. So you're getting a double whammy.
Yeah, you're getting a double whammy. And it's
salt, and then the stuff is, like you said, that's metal. The whole thing, how can the people like me and you bring a lawsuit against the health department? What kind of evidence, what kind of real live, evidence?
Well, I've often been asked that, and as crude and insensitive this may sound, we need to find somebody that has really gotten ill and hospitalized or dead. But we wouldn't know, and they wouldn't know, because they wouldn't know what they ate, because the state didn't tell them what it was that caused them to die.
Yeah, you see, a lot of these people are on the fringe, they're like upright, and if you're adding something there, heavy element, cobalt or lead or whatever it may be, cadmium, what you're getting in that sauce, but thought has every tree sediment in the world, you know.
Well, you know, in the San Francisco Bay, for example, there's a big concern with just with the fire retardant, that PBB. I don't have the phenol. Anyway, I won't bother. I don't have it in front of me. But there's a...
How does it seep into the South Bay?
Yeah.
That stuff, the retardant, does it get you through the landfills or...
Well, it came out of the foams and the retardants, and it's throughout the environment now. But in San Francisco, there have been studies. But we already know the impacts of lead and mercury and ethyl mercury and all of that. We know what that is, and we know the impact. So for Larry Lau to stand up and say, we don't know right now what problems are. Well, heavy metals build up, and they could have neurological problems. Who knows? But you would never know if you're not monitoring anyone, right?
That's what was up here. They monitored for one day. They told me we had polluted water. Then the next day they monitored. Oh, you don't have polluted water anymore.
Yeah.
You need this guy here. I mean, the health department is just like, I can't understand why they're not arrested, because they lied to us so much. I'm telling you, Carol, they lied to us so much, it's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. And every time you find out if it's a business involved, I'll give you one that occurred a while back, and you may have some memory of it. The Puuvaimomi housing, where the mercury was brought in by the children, where the Navy left the mercury sitting in a pump house.
Playing around with it, yeah.
Right, and I got involved and investigated a lot of that and found that the health department is the one who went in, and this is the sad part. This is during the Gary Gill and Bruce Anderson days. They actually knew that children were getting sick. They knew the mercury was everywhere. They went in and cleared people out. And here is how unprofessional these folks are at the health department. Again, Larry Lau and everybody, he was a deputy attorney general for the health department. And so they had the policemen. They had cleared an area. The policemen had a staging ground. And right there in the staging area was mercury strewn on the ground. But the health department say they had cleaned it. You there? Must have lost you there, Bob. But anyway, you know, they had knowledge and expertise, and yet they were then washing the clothes of the people and what have you, brought in truck dryers, converting the mercury, the solids, to a gas by running the dryers, the clothes in the dryers. And yet, what happened? Our legislators, if you look back, had a great fanfare and brought them in. They marched in and they got a certificate, and the health department got a certificate for doing it. And the story ended is that a lot of the residents whom I assisted filed legal action and recovered monies. But it was at the hand of the health department. So anyway, I'm going to take a break here, and we're going to give you a little bit of social blues from Mr. Buddy Guy. I'll be right back. This is a Carol Cox Show.
I've been around a while. I know wrong from right. Learned a long time ago. Things ain't always black and white. Just like you can't judge a book by the cover. We all got to be careful how we treat one another. Skin deep. Skin deep. Underneath. We all are the same. He said, boy, do this and boy, do that. But I never once complained. I knew he had a good heart, but he just didn't understand that I needed to be treated just like any other man. When he was old enough to know, I said, out there in this big wide world, you're gonna meet all kind of folk. I said, son, it all comes down to just one simple rule, that you treat everybody just the way you want them to treat you.
Skin Deep, right here on K108 of the Carol Cox show. Of course, that's Buddy Guy for you.
Oh, all right, Francis, good point. All right, folks, this is the Carol Cox show, 524-1080. I can only say to you out there that we need to grab hold of the steering wheel, or this car is going to crash. We're going nowhere with this, our health, even in the environment. You've heard me talk about environmental issues and government handling. We talk about the super ferry coming in with no permits. And then this morning there's a page, a story about the cost of wanting more money. And we have salmonella in fish. We have carbon monoxide. And speaking of that, one of the companies identified in selling the product of producing the product with salt, the non-food grade salt, was Keoki's Lau Lau. If you were to call Keoki's Lau Lau, you'll get it's Diamond Head Seafood. And you've heard me talk about Diamond Head Seafood on air. So here we got a company selling two products that have had issues and concerns. In the health department, you've not heard anything from them on the carbon monoxide. But what they are doing now, and I'm going to get done here right quick. They sent out a flyer now. Before you knew anything and before, well, we knew it, but before the public was advised, the health department sent out a flyer dated 12/08. And it says, non-food grade crude type salt, or rock salt, being sold and used as food. A local food manufacturer has been using Morton salt crystal solar salt as a direct food additive and ingredient, according to the product data sheet received from the Technical Services Department of Barton. White crystal salt is not considered food grade due to traces of insoluble environmental biological residues, heavy metals, and potential exposure to cross-contamination, factors which are considered objectionable to direct incorporation into food. The Hawaii Revised Statute states that Chapter 3289 prohibits the use of this product for direct incorporation into food, as it states. So, what happened is that they sent this flyer out to the stores while not informing the public about anything. So, in other words, this was a stealth. I'll call it the stealth memo. Everybody out there, we know we have a problem, and as you've heard now, the state, this is their own language, they know. Yet in the release that when he finally goes public, he says he don't know of any issues or any concerns. You can see the big lie. I'm going to post these documents at carolcox.com, and if you want to see them, hopefully you'll understand. I got a caller that called, at least, and they wanted to know if Larry Lau has a medical background. That I don't know, caller. What I do know is he has a checkered past as far as I'm concerned in dealing with the various issues. And that is, I've never, ever had him to come forward or come clean in a timely fashion upon discovering something and alerting the public in a timely fashion. You have to understand, the administration or the legislators do not burden these deputies and what have you to be compliant or uphold the law. And in turn, they get to roam freely. And they have very little restraints or constraints. And so every single occasion, if it's carbon monoxide in fish, the health department runs and defends the companies. If it's salt in the food, the non-food grade salt in foods, they run, as this memo states, and protect the companies. If it's a vessel coming in, a tour vessel, a cruise ship coming in with people with tuberculosis, they hide the cruise ship company. So there are doctors, and what I could say in response to your question is that isn't it strange that we never or rarely ever hear from the doctor whom Linda Lingle appointed, Chiomi Fukino? So that strikes me as rather strange and very curious behavior. So I don't know if he has a medical degree, but he's a lawyer, and he as well as the deputy attorney general. And so what they do in the boiler room there is when they discover a problem, each worker is informed, you better not talk and you better not say anything. And you go to the businesses first. You protect the businesses. So that is the real problem. But this flyer goes on to say, therefore, if you are using crude-type salt, a.k.a., quote, rock salt, as an ingredient for human consumption, it must be food grade and intended for food use. Contact your supplier to ensure your crude salt is food grade. Also, if you are selling crude salt, it must be properly labeled as either not intended for human consumption or not for food use, and kept separate from other food stuff. Now, the big question is, why the health department now just find a reason to inform or instruct the people that have been using this product or manufacturing these products for years? So, you know, you really have to ask yourself, are we being protected? And so often, we, as I've said earlier, we talk about China and China's poor quality of food. But if you knew the magnitude or how deep this problem runs and how entrenched these people are with their thinking here in the state of Hawaii, you'd never you'd pass on what you hear about the Chinese and their food production. Because we, in this state, things are just absolutely, whether it's environmental, and do understand something. The health department ultimately is the biggest issue and the decider in whether, excuse me, a product would be on the market or pulled. Or if environmental issues, they enforce clean water, clean air, hazardous and emergency response. And if you pay close attention, we talked about paint being sprayed from the booth, and they'd never gone in and taking any samples. The people were calling in numerous occasions. They were up at the Gulick Street area. The public call in, the neighbors call in to the health department, told them that people were throwing feces out the windows and into the stream. Health department did nothing. They did go there, and then they sent an email to. So we're spending millions of dollars to house and facilitate people that simply don't get it straight, don't really know who they work for, don't really know who their real boss is, and have little or no ethics. And at this point, you know, I can tell you, and I'll say that and repeat it, that you are left to your own devices. When you get sick, the burden is on you. We talk about legal issues and filing suit. The burden is on you. In this memo, for example, we talked about fish a while back with carbon monoxide. It says in this is a quote in this flyer to the companies, a food shall be deemed adulterated if it bears or contains any poisonous or deleterious substance which may render it injurious to health. Now, this is what they're informing the people that are producing products with salt. Now, we've come with carbon monoxide, and we know that carbon monoxide is a colorless, tasteless, odorless, deadly gas. People kill themselves with it. Yet, you've yet to hear a single statement from the health department publicly stating that this is an adulterated product. Even while the federal government seized equipment and conducted raids on Hilo Fish Company in Hilo, the state health department sat on their hands, doing nothing. Another quote is, if it has been produced, prepared, or packed, or held under insanitary conditions whereby it may have become contaminated with filth, or whereby it may have been rendered diseased, unwholesome, or injurious to health. This is absolutely unthinkable, that they would cite these laws to the businesses and then appear on TV saying we're investigating and we don't know any health risk or we don't have any real concerns right now and we're monitoring it. But who are they? Have you been contacted by them? So it is something that I'm going to keep watching this, and we've been watching it for about 2 weeks trying to piece and just getting the basic information. You know, we don't want to come out and say something to you that we don't be accurate about. And so that's how difficult. If we hear something, then we go and track it down. And, man, you should see the doors and how secretive this agency is. And God only knows what is out there. Just breathing and waiting to contaminate our waters, our air, that the health department knows about and yet sits on the hands and do nothing. And immediately, and you watch this behavior now, track it. The next time you see a health story, remember and then ask yourself, why didn't Larry Lau come out and talk about this if he feels that it's necessary to respond to the media now? So we need openness, and I hope that you hold your local officials and legislators accountable and tell them, ask of them. Don't just celebrate Obama's efforts and his talk about transparency in government and what have you and working more efficiently and protecting the people. Tell them to do that and be real about it. This is Carol Cox. You can get us at carolcox.com and download Thank you for joining. Aloha.
KWAI, Honolulu, 1080 on the AM dial.